Lesson 18.2, Use 9 Strategies to Connect. I'm going to walk through 9 different strategies and ideas for getting to know your clients as people, for understanding them as people. First, always follow your client's lead. If a client is a bit standoffish and has twice or 3 times refused your invitation to have lunch, take it easy. Don't force things. Some people are very extroverted and gregarious, and they may be naturally drawn to get to know you as a person. Others are a little more withdrawn, and it may take them months or longer to warm up to you. Second, be intensely curious about other people. A personal relationship gets established when you spend face time together and when you learn about each other. Show you're interested in your client as a person, not just in their ability to sign your checks. Remember Dale Carnegie's famous expression, "You'll be more successful by being interested in others' success than by trying to get them interested in your success." Third, look for similarities and commonalities. These enhance a sense of rapport. Find connection points. These could be intangible, for example, similar views you share about how to motivate people, current events, or even politics. They can also be tangible. Maybe you studied the same subject in college or grew up in the same part of the country. Often, people notice differences. I like to home in on similarities. Fourth, invest face time in building the relationship. If the only time you interact with your client is when you're sitting in a conference room discussing a progress update, you're unlikely to build the personal connection you need to establish. Fifth, use humor. Humor is a universal lubricant for relationships. People relax when they're laughing. Don't make fun of other people. Make fun of yourself or human nature or the crazy situation you and your client find yourselves in. Sixth, practice self-disclosure. A personal relationship is a two-way street. As one of my clients told me, for two people to really get to know each other well, they have to reveal secrets. Now, that may be a little bit extreme, but there's a lot of truth to it. If you're not willing to open up a bit about your own life and your own experiences, even your own shortcomings, don't expect your client to do the same. 7. Be human and accessible. This is why it's okay to ask questions. 2. Once in a while, appear slightly less than perfect and always in control. We all occasionally make mistakes or forget someone's name. As long as it's not a daily practice, it's okay. Once in a while, there's nothing wrong with answering a question with, "I'm not sure, let me think that one over before I commit to an answer." 8. Look for breakthrough moments. In my studies of great client advisors, one of the things I've noticed is that there are often breakthrough moments in the history of a relationship. Let me give you an example. General George Marshall was the head of the army during World War II and one of Franklin Roosevelt's most trusted advisors. He later became Secretary of State. Well, earlier in 1917, George Marshall was a very young colonel serving under Major General William Silbert at the front lines of battle in France. During a field inspection, the commander of the U.S. forces in Europe, General Black Jack Pershing, publicly chastised Marshall's commanding officer for having conducted sloppy field maneuvers. Without hesitating, the young marshal spoke up and vigorously defended Silbert, telling Pershing that his criticisms were unfair and his staff didn't know what they were doing. When Pershing tried to defend himself, saying that he had had some difficulties in his headquarters organization, Marshall shot back, "Yes, General, but we have them every day and they have to be solved at night." Instead of becoming angry, Pershing was immensely impressed with Marshall's loyalty, conviction, and honesty in the face of authority, and he asked him to become his aide-de-camp after the war. Pershing, who was a legendary war hero, became a mentor to Marshall and greatly aided Marshall's subsequent career in the Army. 9. Change the relationship environment. What I mean is, get your client out of the office. Go have a cup of coffee in the cafeteria. Take them out to lunch. Go to a conference with them. Create an off-site event. The point is, when you get into a new environment, the relationship dynamics change. You open up more and you talk about different things. A study of married couples was done a few years ago that supports this idea. In the United States, at least, there is this tradition called date night, A married couple may designate every Friday night, for example, to go out on a date together as a means of ensuring they have time with each other as a couple. This study had one group of couples do something different each week. Those couples, instead of going to the same restaurant all the time, went to a movie one week, dinner the next, a museum the next, and so on. Compared to a control group of couples, which always went to the same place, that group reported elevated feelings of intimacy and affection. Now, I'm cautious about projecting studies like this onto client relationships, but I do think the concept is the same. I'm convinced you deepen the personal relationship when you change the relationship environment and interact with your client in a variety of circumstances. In the next lesson, I talk about some of the pitfalls you should avoid when it comes to trying to get more personal with clients.